Hey there. It's been a long time since I've done one of these updates, and right now I'm actually in my kitchen and I have my phone stuffed in the front apron pocket because I want to make some cookies, but I also want to talk to you and I have limited time, so we're gonna bake cookies together. All right, so I'm gonna try and make this not very long because everyone has things to do, and I'm sure the sound quality is not as amazing as it could be because I'm in my kitchen and on my phone. But let me just put this butter in the bowl. I'm trying to not make too much noise so the phone doesn't pick it up. Okay. Because we need to cream the butter and the sugars. I'm making chocolate chip cookies, and I've had a craving kind, I mean, not ever since like my image came back, but and you can hear my creaking floorboards. But who doesn't like chocolate chip cookies? Okay, let's get started. So, I actually recorded this like a week ago, but then I listened back to it and it was super, super scattered. So hopefully focusing on baking cookies is gonna keep it even. So more collabs are coming. I guess I can already talk about the GWA Trials collab that I was so fucking stoked to put together. So many, I mean, all of them I admire, all of the people. So Fields of Lupin. I'm trying to get them in the order of the audios. Fields of Lupin, Skitty, Ivy, House of Bathory, Crown of Violet, and myself, and Nightfawn, all got together, and I asked each of them to collaborate with me. So many of them I've wanted to already collaborate with, and I saw the project by Live Joker and was like, holy fuck, this is so cool. I really identify with this goth girl. I know that there were a couple of collabs in the works, and I was like, you know what? Maybe I just do it myself. And so I asked that group of ladies, and they all said yes, and it was pretty fucking cool. I have more collabs coming up, more projects. Someone that I've been really wanting to one-on-one collab, or I guess double up collab with is Audio Allure, who is a friend of mine. She also goes by Nikki, and we're gonna do a collab. Speaking of Nikki, she's also on the next episode of the Alchemy podcast. I did not forget about the podcast. I started it sort of in a flurry, and I started with Red Haired MILF, and then I did LSI's AMA, and I was kind of like, okay, I think this is good. It didn't qualify because it wasn't the Alchemy podcast, and a bunch of people had submitted, and LSI's amazing and all of that. But Nikki and I last month recorded, or even in December, recorded her episode, and I just need to get around to editing it. And things have been wild in January, and now we're in February, and I haven't done one of these to be like, here's what's coming for 2022. So this is still going to be a little scattered because I'm me, and that's how I am. But another thing, as far as working with other people, is I'm going to continue moderating for Avalon, aka Everdistant Utopia. I need to measure this sugar before I get too far ahead of myself. So yes, I'll still be moderating for Avalon. And this month we are. So let me back up. For those of you that don't know, Everdistant Utopia, or Everdistant dash or underscore Utopia, is a very dear friend of mine. We've been doing these Twitch charity streams, quite a bit. We did a lot of them in 2021, and all of the proceeds from the Twitch channel, including subscriptions, go to the charity that we select. Every month or so, we meet as a mod team, and we decide which charity is, you know, right for the time. We have a ton, we have like a whole list of charities that we've gone through and been like, okay, is this one right? Should we try this one? And we just sort of feel it out. And in January, actually in December, Avalon and I were talking about, you know, when's the next charity stream, because we took a break after around Halloween, I think was the last one, where we did like a 12-hour D&D session on Twitch, which drove me crazy, but it was very fun. You know, Avalon and I were talking about, okay, so when do we bring them back? December was really packed for us. In January, I took on a ton of work, which I'll get into in a minute. And we talked about the Loveland Foundation, which is a newer charity, but, you know, I'm not going to steal Avalon's thunder and talk about that. This week, we'll probably talk about it a bit more as to what the Loveland Foundation supports. But, you know, we both looked at it. We spent a lot of time researching, you know, where the funds go and how they're applied. And, you know, this stream has had a pretty big focus on mental health, just across the board, and providing resources for that. And I think that you all will have a lot of fun finding out about the Loveland Foundation and possibly joining the Twitch charity stream, which should be this month. I think February 19th is what we've talked about as a team. So very excited for that. Why was my January so busy? Well, I relaunched my Patreon. For those of you that know or have been following me for a while, I still haven't done the sugar thing. for those of you that have been following me for a while, I started a Patreon tip jar as just that, you know, a tip jar. Gotta get a bunch of brown sugar in there. I started my Patreon as a tip jar, and I was kind of like, you know, I don't really know what to do with this. I see a bunch of people taking different strategies with Patreon, and I was, you know, for those of you that have been around for a while, I think you all know that I was always like, you know, I'm never going to monetize, and I don't want to monetize. And then I started writing a lot more and thinking about, you know, all of the work I was putting into the stuff that weren't script fills. And so I was like, okay, well, if I do this, I'm not going to pay well script fills, you know, public script fills, whether I had the writer's permission or not, just because, I don't know, to me, you know, and I know that a lot of my friends and people that I look up to do that and cool, but it just, for me, it didn't work. And so there goes the sugar. We have to cream the sugar and the butter. Anyway, it didn't feel right to do script fills for me personally. So everything that is on my Patreon are original works from me, written or improvised by me, or they're a private script that either I've commissioned or has been written for me, but more likely commissioned, because that's good for the ecosystem, right? So I relaunched, a very quiet relaunch in January, and stuck with, you know, it's all going to be my original work. It's all going to be written or improvised by me. And I want to stick with that. And if I want to do other people's work, I will pay for it with commissions or, you know, some other form of payment. Don't read into that. and yeah, it's been really freaking fun. I'm gonna go over the audios in a bit, just as part of the January recap, but I've been enjoying the productivity that I've been feeling, and I get to make, you know, silly audios like this, where maybe I think you want to hear about my process and all of that. Okay, hopefully it's not as loud now with the creaming. Well, it looks so good already. The key is to wait until it looks kind of whipped before doing anything else. At least for me. I don't know. I know how to bake like three things. Maybe a little more if I have a recipe, but you know, I'm not an expert or anything like that, so bear with me. So doing more Patreon content typically means, or people see, you know, that means that folks maybe pull away from public content, or, you know, might even just be worried that creators will pull away from public content. But I'm trying to push myself to do even more public content because I'm, you know, paywalling some of my special stuff. So I'm committed to trying at least 8 new writers this year. Also tackling more tags that I haven't done before or just haven't done or given a lot of love to. And I still will release stuff that I write, you know, every now and then. So really my Patreon is for folks that are like, I like these stuff so much that I want to hear more of her shenanigans or my shenanigans. I don't know. Anyway, some of you have already signed up and that's so fucking rad. And thank you, including some friends, which is very, very appreciated. Okay. I think I need to put in the eggs and the vanilla. So I really have trouble with eggs sometimes when I'll, you know, crack them and like a fucking shell will be in the thing. So I always put them in a separate bowl and then I check and then I'll wet my finger to get any of the shells out, but I did good. Okay. Let's add the eggs. Oh wait, let me add the vanilla to this. Also, I kind of go overboard with the vanilla. I don't really measure it, and I think I put more than what any sort of recipe asks for just because I like vanilla. Who doesn't like good vanilla, right? So we're gonna wait for that to get put together or to mix up, and I'll scrape the sides and then pour in the flour and baking soda and baking powder. Actually mixed the flour and the baking soda and baking powder and all that myself before I got on the recording because I'm clumsy as fuck and I knew I was gonna just be fumbling around a lot, so I put as much possible out as I could. And I'll have you know that I knocked over like 10 bottles trying to get the flour out because I got this big Costco thing of flour that I hadn't opened until today because at one point I was like, I'm gonna make pizzas, and then I didn't make pizzas, and so now it's just sitting there and I'm like, okay, well, I gotta use this for something, so maybe I'll make some bread or something. But also I try and mix the flour so it's not all clumped up. The dough's looking very good. All right, so let's stop this for a second. Scrape the sides and then get the flour in. See, even this looks really good, but I'm not gonna lick it because I'm good. So I do it typically in three parts. Because you want to wet your dries evenly and do it slowly because the flour will just poof out like right there. So I went a little fast and it pooped. I mean, you can't see it, but that's totally what happened. And after this, we will add the chocolate chips. We don't want to overmix once the flour is in. Oh, it looks so fucking good. I really like my cookies. And everyone's like, oh, I make the best chocolate chip cookies. And that's so cool for them. You know, I like mine. And I'm totally losing my place for what I had on the agenda. I don't actually need it, but I like to have it. I have a sill mat, but I don't know if I want to use that right now. What? What? Is someone delivering something? Can you hush? There's no one there. Can you hush? Oh my God, someone's just coming out of the driveway. Can you hush, please? Good boy. Yes, good boy. Yes, good boy. Quiet. Good boy. Okay. Now to wash my hands because the dog decided to get crazy. I might edit out washing my hands because you don't want to hear that, right? I could have sworn I bought some, but now I'm questioning myself. I might have to use the sill mat. So I will totally do a 2021 last half of the year recap because there are a lot of things that I'm very proud of. A lot of projects, or at least a few projects that I was a part of that I wanted to highlight and just talk about some of those creators. But as you can see, it's February and I'm telling you what's coming this year that's already a month in. So that'll probably be in the spring or sometime after. So, okay. Trying to get as much as this of this batter off of this mixing element here, or mixing attachment. And I want to add these milk chocolate chips, which are a little bigger than they're a little bigger than the semi-sweet. I don't necessarily overload my cookies with chocolate chips, but I do like a soft with sort of crispy edges, melty, gooey chocolate chip cookie. Like almost like, not like it's a snack, but hearty enough that I feel good after I eat it and not like, it could have been better. And the dough, like I feel like I should have my Apple Watch on right now to like track. Cause the dough is thick, which is what I like in my dough. A thick boy. Okay, let's make sure the bottom is scraped. We're not missing any little big pockets of dough. See, it looks a fucking mess, but it's gonna be good. All right, now I get like a soup spoon and just, you know, I know people have like, they're like, oh, you know, canal lid or whatever, but I just kind of slap it on there and hope for the best. The oven's already preheated because that's the first thing I do when I come into the kitchen and I know I'm gonna do something, is preheat the oven. Okay, so let's talk about January. So first off, I ended the year with a Pillow Talk audio. And that is definitely something that I want to focus more on, is the safer workspace. I don't know if I should say more, like in relation to the not safe for work stuff that I've been doing, but definitely just having it as a focus, I think will be fun. I filled a New Year's Eve kiss script that was very short by Fred Writing at the end of 2021, and I literally recorded that as I was watching Fluff Stream. I don't even remember what the game was, and was like, okay, this is a really quick one. I'm just going to record it. And then I edited it right there in the stream. And a lot of you liked it. And I was like, fuck yeah. So I want to do more of that. Okay, these are going into the oven for, I don't know, 10, 12 minutes or so. And while they're in the oven, I'm going to talk to you. So the first audio I did of the year of 2022 is I Can Be Your NFT Girlfriend. And the concept of this was definitely something from Twitter, but also but also because I said something in a stream and was like, yeah, I'll be your naughty fucking tsundere, and I never know how to say those names, but and I think I wrote that script, like the entire thing, that night and performed it shortly thereafter. And I had a ton of fun. I thought it was funny. Like, I put a lot of jokes and references and stuff. And it's probably the most downvoted audio I ever had. I didn't even know that it was downvoted a ton because Reddit doesn't show me that while I'm logged in, but by chance I was logged out and I clicked on it and it was sitting at like 94%. And hey, I know that people are downvoted a lot more than that, and I'm very grateful that people show up and listen to my content. So I'm not complaining at all. It was just surprising that so many people were sort of, felt an emotional thing. And if someone's going to feel an emotion because of my audio, I am all for it. And, cool, dude. If you don't want to listen to my content, read the tags and keep yourself safe. The next audio I did was a Patreon exclusive, and it's called You're Better Than Dessert. I did an F for M and an F for F flip. The concept of this audio was literally because I was searching Gwazi and was like, where are the blind date audios or where are the blind date scripts? And I couldn't find anything that was vanilla and fun. I mean, all scripts are good, all of that, but just none of them connected with me. And so I was like, okay, well, what would a blind date, like, what would that look like? And how would I make it sexy? And I think that I got that. There were a lot of awkward moments. I had someone that's close to me read it over, and they said, this is such a V line. This is something that I can totally see you doing. And I love it when people say that. So I went with it and launched my Patreon exclusives with that. Next was my first script fill, taken by a tomboy tiger girl. You are my red dot. This is one where I had the script saved for a while. I was traveling when this script was released, and I saved it and was like, okay, I'm definitely going to do this. And then it got filled. And typically, if someone else fills something, I like to give it some room. I just think that's courteous. I don't expect that in return for me, but just the way that I operate, if someone fills something, I want them to have, a decent amount of time for them to have that spotlight. And then, I do my take. I also don't listen to other script fills, just so that I don't, get it into my head, but I will listen after I've filled it because I love hearing, how differently we all did things. So for this one, the Tomboy Tiger Girl, I was a bit intimidated by the growls and the chasing scene. And LSI is a brilliant writer. And I wouldn't say the descripts are intimidating, but they definitely push me. And so I want to be ready when I do an LSI script. And I think that there were a good amount of you that were like, yeah, I like this. So that was great. The next audio was another Patreon exclusive, Waking Me Up With Your Cock, which is a cuddlefuck. And this is actually something that I had been writing for a little while. And just, I don't know. And this is part of, like, part of the Patreon push is definitely to get me to sort of stop being lazy about my own writing and to set my own deadlines, because I do enjoy writing and it is fun for me. And I know that the creative aspect and working through those complications of, you know, trying not to sound the same, trying not to do too much of the same, help, you know, I like that. And having a deadline and, you know, people that are looking forward to the content is certainly helping. So I think I had my most productive July or month ever in January. So I'm very proud of myself. The next, the first collab of the year was with the incredible Ivy Wild VA. I approached Ivy with the script by Fluff Cunningham, An Unlucky Stray Boy Gets Used and Abused. I didn't initially have plans to fill that script. Those of you that have been following me know that I love Fluff. He's a very good friend and I love his work. And it was one where I read the script. I thought it was really hot, but I was like, I don't really foresee myself filling this. I don't really know who I would fill this with. And obviously I have a ton of amazing friends, but I didn't feel that connection with anyone and the script and me. And that's very important to me. The chemistry that goes into any sort of collab or fill, it's gotta be there for me or else I just don't think it's worth it. Like, we can find something else to do, sort of thing, which is why I pass up on a lot of scripts, because some of them are really good, but they just don't, like, they don't stir that special thing inside me. I know thing is weird, but, you know, let's go with that. And someone in the comments was very kind and said, you know, it'd be really cool if you filled this. And I want to note, I don't like being tagged in script offers. Please don't do that. If you want me to fill a script, DM it to me and I will read it and I will give you some sort of reply. And this person didn't do that. They didn't, they replied to a comment. There were a couple of people who replied to me in the comments and said encouraging things. And I was like, you know what, fuck it. Let's, you know, I think I could do this with Ivy, you know, if anyone. And she said yes and edited that thing like a fucking champ. And that's a good ass collab. It's good. Moving on to the continuing more safer work, Kuma wrote a script called You Want to Stay Up With Me? And this is another one that I wanted to fill some time ago. And then every time I went to go and try and fill it, someone else would fill it. And I'd, you know, and then something else would pop up and it just never got around to me doing that. Then Kuma announced that he was going to be leaving the community, and I was like, well, it's now or never. And I recorded it, and I really liked that fill. Safer work is fun. It, you know, I don't have to stress out about the sex. I can just sort of be myself, especially in the GFE slice of life space. Then next, the second collab of the year was a holiday surprise by Late Stage Infernalism. I filled that with the amazing Ava Lee 123. If you don't know, my very first script fill or audio ever on GWA is a script by Ava. It's a narrative, and I would not be here without Ava. I've talked about my sort of origin story for quite some time. And Ava is absolutely the person that empowered me and, you know, gave me the confidence to post and has been a dear friend of mine ever since. And this is another script where I was like, I like it, but I don't think I'm going to fill it. But Ava asked if I wanted to play the girlfriend. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. And then I got sick twice, and then Ava got sick, and we went well past Christmas, and it kind of fucked up the timing, but it's out, and it's good, and you should listen to it if you haven't. The next audio is a collab by Daisy for Days, a very sweet new creator who I've worked with during the 12 Kinks collab. Days and I had also connected in Inkwell, which is a writer server, and, you know, just casual conversations. And she's incredibly sweet. And she asked me to play Pledge 5. Where I am cheering on the listener's cock, which literally means I've got his dick in my mouth, or I've got the listener's dick in my mouth, and I'm spelling out suck. And that collab, the blowjob train with your sexy girlfriend and her eager sorority sisters, was done with a bunch of creators that I hadn't collabed with before. I think all of them I hadn't collabed with ever. And it was one of those situations where, you know, typically if someone asks me to collab, I'm like, I'm too busy, which I am, and I can't give you a time commitment, but, you know, maybe later. And I'm always like, you know, especially when it's multiple voices, I'm like, okay, well, who else is going to be there? Because I'm fucking weird and I'm paranoid. But in this case, she asked, and I think I asked it. And then right after, I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to do it. And it was a very fun blowjob collab. So have a listen. And then the next two audios are both Patreon exclusives. One is the free use Kitchen Fuck. I hadn't done a Kitchen Fuck audio in a while, and I was going to work on one that had thigh fucking or kitchen sex, and my patrons voted on the kitchen sex. And that was a really fun edit. I think there were like 20 or something sound effects in that just to have it be a regular ass slice of life kitchen fucking audio, but it was nice. And then finally in January, Comforting Your Overworked Girlfriend, which is a safer work audio that I actually fell asleep when I was recording. It was also an improv where, you know, I had a really hard day at work and was like, okay, I'm just gonna start talking, and I fell asleep and I kept some of the sleeping sounds in it, and it's fun. And then, of course, I just released the Gone Wild audio trials collab by Live Joker, which I talked about at the beginning. Whew. So that is my current recap. I have a bunch of audio. I have several audios ready for or being worked on for February, including a Valentine's Day exclusive for the Stellar tier and above. I also have a few public audios. Some of them will be exclusives that are now finally on GWA for the first time. And, you know, some scriptwriter appreciation for February. And a little bit of some spicy tags. So look for that. I'm also sort of soft launching a Discord server that I'm fucking around with because I'm not very Discord savvy, but if you're on my Patreon, then you might get an invite sometime this month. And I think that's kind of it. I think that's it. But thank you for listening to me. I hope to connect with you all soon and see you at the charity stream on February 19th. There is no pressure to donate. Just you showing up and saying hi in the chat so I can say hi back could be really fun. And thank you for continuing to support me. You know, every single one of you that, you know, listens to my audios and comments and awards and upvotes, and, you know, feels compelled to subscribe to my Patreon to get a little more and to support my growth, that's fucking cool. I appreciate that so much. You have no idea. And now I can smell the cookies. And let's see how we're doing. They're kind of poofy, which is cool. But I think I can take these out. Yeah, those look good. Fuck yeah. Okay. I'm gonna cool these and then maybe show you some pictures. Have a good day.